Meal planning doesn't have to be a daunting task. When planning meals, involve your family and turn it into an activity. This is your food for thought from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. The benefits of meal planning with family members include ensuring dietary needs are considered, such as food allergies or additional supplements that your loved ones may require. Does your family have a picky eater? Including this person in meal planning will help make sure that your food dollars don't go to waste and that everyone in the household enjoys their meal. Here are some ideas to get the entire family involved in the meal planning process. Clip pictures of meals from grocery store advertisements, newspapers, or magazines. Collect the pictures and create a meal inspiration vision board for current and future meals. Plan your menu based on the selected photos. And this is something you could just do one time so that you know people's preferences, even if it sounds a little silly to do it. It works. Which family member can create the most meals with items already in your pantry? Whether it's noodles, rice, or another pantry staple, center your meal creation around a specific item and then brainstorm what can be created. Assign categories of meals, such as vegetarian, soup, pasta, quick preparation, whatever, to the days of the week and get creative. Who can create the most appetizing meal while sticking to a certain dollar amount? This activity may involve using printed or online sales advertisements and calculators. Plan a meal and practice your math skills. Divide the food categories or meal types among your family members to plan. For example, assign each member one of the following: breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack, dessert. You can also use this opportunity to learn more about food groups. Assign each member one of the food groups: protein, dairy, vegetables, fruits, grains. Once complete, share and combine the food groups to make a complete meal. The More in My Basket program at NC State University offers a versatile pantry session that introduces versatile foods to include when creating a stocked pantry. The advantages of developing a well-stocked pantry and strategies for a four-day menu from common pantry staples. You can contact your local county extension office who offers this versatile pantry workshop. For more information about the More in My Basket program, their workshops, or finding out if you're eligible for Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program or SNAP benefits, or just to receive assistance to fill out one of the SNAP applications, you can contact the More in My Basket office at NC State by calling 1-855-240-1451. Or just check them out on their website at morefood.org. We know that making meals can be easy, but it can become more difficult as we get older. Some days you wish that you were able to move faster, chop quicker, cook easier, etc. Thankfully, there are a lot of handy kitchen tools that can help make food preparation and cooking so much easier than it used to be. Or there are a lot more products available at your local grocery store that have done some of the work for you, so you don't have to cook things from scratch or be a whiz in the kitchen. Interested in learning new tips, tools, and gadgets to help you cook easier, healthier, and more often for your family? You can join us at the Person County office for our monthly Lunch and Learn on Wednesday, May 8th at 12 p.m. at the Person County office building to learn how to cook with ease. We will discuss adaptive gadgets and gizmos, kitchen tips, trendy gadgets, helpful tools, appliances, food safety, and more. And you can also join us on that Wednesday, May 8th at 12 o'clock for our Lunch and Learn and help us celebrate the 110th anniversary of Cooperative Extension. It costs $5 to attend our Lunch and Learn because we do provide lunch, but we've got some special treats and giveaways that day, so hopefully you can join us. You need to bring your $5 to the Extension office either today or first thing by Monday morning by noon so that to register for this event so that we have the money and we know how many people are coming and how much food is provided. If you want to learn about more programs that we have at the Extension office, you can check us out online at Person Granville FCS on Facebook and Instagram. This has been your Food for Thought from the North Carolina Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for tuning in this week.